So, Professor Kemp, over the years that I've known you, you've told me some very interesting stories about the people you call Leonardo loonies, who approach you with different sorts of theories about Leonardo works that they've found. Was there anything different that struck you about La Bella Principessa when you first came across the picture?
I received an email, and I can't remember precisely what it says, but it says, "I have what I think is a new portrait by Leonardo," and you think, "Oh no, not another one." You get them on a weekly basis, but there was a reasonable resolution digital file which I opened up, and I thought, "Oh, well, this, you don't want to believe it in a way because you can get carried away," but I thought this at least would be worth following up. So when I had a chance to go and see it in Switzerland, which is where it was in one of these notorious stores, I thought at least I would go and look at it, which I duly did.
Yes, with all the different visual technologies that we now have to view artwork, it's always really something to finally see the piece that you've been working on in person. How was it seeing it for the first time?
It was extraordinary. We went into this large room and images brought in by these sort of heavies who've been responsible for guarding it, and when it's taken out of the vault it's in, and it just glowed. I mean, it's a radiant work. The digital images and reproduction give some clue, but I've seen Mona Lisa out of the frame, so I know what a Leonardo looks like when you have a close encounter. And yeah, that initial reaction, you think, ah, this is just extraordinary. You keep trying to be skeptical though, because you get carried away, you can begin to see all the evidence through rose-tinted spectacles. But for me, you have to have that at the start. You've got all the science, all the research, all the history, but you also had to have that feeling at the end as well. And that is, it started for me at that point, and it's still, that essential excitement is still there.